And if you thought last night was important, tonight, even that much more interesting. The winner takes over sole possession of first place. And Lehigh Valley is only in that position because of a win last night, 7-1, over Scranton Wilkes-Barre, and picking up the win in that game, Adam Morgan. 6 innings for the Pigs on the mound, allowing just 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. It's a win in his 5th straight decision here at the AAA level. Morgan has been stellar since coming down from Philadelphia. Really spectacular in all his time throughout the year in Lehigh Valley. He's 5-1 on the season. However, Morgan didn't make the start yesterday. He came out of the bullpen. James Russell, a last-minute decision, got the spot start for Lehigh Valley. Brundy making that call because of the potential threat later in the evening of inclement weather. So Adam Morgan joined me earlier today, and I asked Adam, when exactly did he find out that he wouldn't be starting last night?
I found out about 30 minutes before the game. Russell came down, and we just kind of stared at each other for a minute, and we're like, who's starting? And, Lundy said, Russell's going to start. So I came down, and then that's when I ran into Brundy, and Brundy said that, due to the weather and all that, but he said be ready. So that's when I found out about 30 minutes before the game.
Now, starting pitchers are creatures of habit. That day is planned to the T from the moment you wake up. How does that affect your routine, maybe throw you off your game a little bit?
I didn't let it because, all the preparation leading up to that day, I knew that I was ready to throw on that day. And, I wasn't too far into the routine of the bullpen. I didn't throw anything too crazy, just a long toss, and then that's when I kind of shut it down. So I wasn't too deep into the routine of that day, but, it was tough, but, the process leading up to that day is what got me ready.
And you've spent some time in the Phillies bullpen this year, so I guess it's not too uncommon for you. But when you did come in the game right at that moment was when it started raining a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you ever say to Brundy, what are we doing here?
No, I had no idea. It was crazy. I was in the bullpen, and I had sat down, and he said Russell was going out for one more. And that's when it started raining. I was like, unbelievable. I didn't know what to think. And luckily, it stopped raining. But, it was just a crazy situation.
Here with Adam Morgan on the AT&T pregame show. Since you've come back from Philadelphia, you haven't lost an outing. You've pitched extremely well here on a AAA mound in the IL. What's working for you now? What's different than what was going for you in Philadelphia?
Really just, getting back to who I was naturally. Up there, I was trying a lot of things that were, not uncomfortable, but just different. And, getting back to who I was and getting the ball down has been the turning point for me right now. There's still a lot of work to be done, but, that's what's working for me is, refining my mechanics, getting back to where I was and who I was, in spring training prior. And, keeping the ball down and working on a two-seam.
One of the things that I remember Pete Maccannon saying at one point after one of your starts, I think he said it a couple times to the media, that he'd like to see you pitch a little bit more aggressively inside on batters. How do you feel you're coming along in that regard?
You have to, as a starting pitcher, you have to start throwing inside to guys to get them off the, outer half of the plate. So, that goes back to, my mechanics and keeping the ball down because you're more able to get the ball glove side into righties or into lefties, when you have good mechanics and you keep the ball down.
Now, you're pitching, as I mentioned before, really well since coming back. And overall this year, even when you started the year here in Lehigh Valley, you're rather dominant at the AAA level. I know the numbers maybe didn't pan out the way you'd like in Philadelphia this year, but in my opinion, I think most people around here, you definitely have the big league talent. Is the game just that much different and that much tougher at that level, or was it just something, as you mentioned before, that you weren't doing?
It's not much different. I don't take approach to this game any different than I do a game up there. I think that it was just getting back to who I was. I was lost up there in my mechanics, lost up there at, I got away from who I was, and coming back down here and being having, you know, prior experiences with Lundy, and you know, he's seen me at the lower levels. I think it was very beneficial for me to come down here and he kind of see, like, well, that's not who you were. That's not who I saw you, you know. So really, I think it was just getting back to the mechanics. But, you know, there's really no difference in approach and no difference in my preparation before any game between here and Philadelphia. I think it's just, you know, the mechanically getting back to who I was and getting the ball down.
I want to ask you about your role as a pitcher, because some have speculated that maybe the bullpen fits better for you, but clearly here you're pitching very well in extended outings as a starter. What do you feel fits your game the best?
I like starting. I think starting is what you know, I want to do. But if there's an opportunity at a big league level to be a reliever and, you know, a solid role as a reliever, then, you know, I'm not going to turn that down. But I would definitely love to be a starter, and I think that that's what I'm good at, and I think that that's what I've trained to be. So I think that, like I said, it just, you know, it was just a bad time up there. You know, the numbers will tell you that. But I think that, you know, I'm still refining who I am and still getting back to who I was, and, you know, I'm enjoying the process.
Well, the bright side of it is that when you come back to Lehigh Valley, you're now on a team tied for the best record in all of AAA baseball and competing for a playoff race here with Adam Morgan. Last question for you. You, having been around Lehigh Valley in previous seasons, what's it like this time around now that you're competing for something worthwhile, something as a team here?
It's awesome. It's awesome. This team has such... you know, I call it humble confidence. You know, we're not out there showboating, hot dogging around. We get our stuff done, and you know, we get our stuff done. We, you know, keep our head onto the dirt, and we keep going. We grind it out. So we don't really let, you know, one loss affect us and one loss turn into two. You know, we know we're going to bounce right back and come back. This team has a bunch of talent, a bunch of fun guys in the clubhouse. It's just an overall great team that comes to the yard every day and wants to work.
Appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us. Best of luck the rest of the way, Adam Morgan. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Phil.
Morgan, in his time in the major leagues this year with the Phillies, struggled. He went just 1-7 with an ERA of 6.65 in 14 total appearances, 12 of them starts, before appearing twice out of the Philadelphia pen. In AAA this year, he's 5-1 with a 3.24 earned run average in 7 total appearances. So Morgan looking to turn it around and get back to the big league level.